Welcome to the Wine with Friends podcast. Grab your glasses and get ready to pop that cork. It's time to catch up.
There we go.
That intro still cracks me up a little bit.
It's so amazing. Like, it was a fucking accident. Like, three years ago. And it just, I just love it. It's so funny.
Yeah, I do too.
Hi, friend.
Hello. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. It's been forever.
It's true. It's been at least, I think, 8 to 9 months since we were actually physically in each other's presence.
Oh, yeah. We saw each other sometime since coronavirus was a thing, because I feel like you were in my office and we talked about coronavirus as like a thing that was happening in China.
Yeah. You know what? I remember when that was. It was back in January, because I had just gotten back from a conference in Boston with a bunch of international attendees. And I was like, I may have the corona. Sorry. And you gave me.
Yeah. Little did we know what was coming.
Exactly. So it has been, turns out you can, there's a little function on Google. It was like, how many days since we shut down?
Oh my God.
So I was able to like go in and say, how many days has it been since this date? And that was the office. My office went totally virtual. We have been totally virtual for 164 days as of today.
Wow. That's
quite a lot. So.
And I definitely have not seen you since before then. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it has been a long time.
It's been a long time. So thank God for video conferencing, I guess.
Amen. So,
but far more importantly, the best video conference I've had in 164 days, you got married.
I got married on Zoom.
Well, to be fair, you got married in person. But the rest
I got married in person. You all just saw it on Zoom.
So let's talk about it, but I want to ask the first and very most important question that I realized when you did it on Facebook. I have no idea how to say your last name.
Beaulieu.
Wait.
So the best way, if you slow it down, if you say bowl, like, you know, something you eat ice cream out of, bowl, and then you're, but don't do the sound. So Beaulieu.
Beaulieu.
But close. Don't do do So Beaulieu.
Beaulieu.
Beaulieu. Yeah, you got it.
Beaulieu.
Beaulieu.
Mm-hmm. There's like 9 vowels that are not necessary in your last name for this.
There are a lot of vowels. It's very French. The French really like their vowels.
So is it, what was your middle name?
Lynn.
So is it Sarah Lynn Beaulieu?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't hyphenate or move my last name into the middle. So yeah, Sarah Lynn Beaulieu. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Has changing your name just been horrible? Everything I heard about that process is that it's just a nightmare experience.
Well, I haven't even really started the process yet. It's just weird in general,
Facebook,
though.
It's official, so.
It is Facebook official, so therefore, obviously, Social Security Office will just take that, take me at my word. So I'm still waiting, actually, on my, this whole marriage thing, I'm changing your name, it's exhausting, but I requested our certified marriage licenses last week, so hopefully I'll get those sometime soon, although, who knows with the post office.
I'm sure they'll arrive in 2020, maybe.
Huh?
Sure, they'll arrive in 2020, maybe.
Well, sure. Here's hoping. And then I have to mail my stuff into the Social Security office because those are not open at all right now. And then once I do that, I have to go to the DMV to change my name there. But they're only taking appointments, and I have to wait for Social Security first. So Social Security is going to take almost a month. And then I can't even get an appointment at the DMV before October 31st. And then after all of that, I can probably go to the bank and start changing things. So it's going to be a long process before my name is really changed. But,
well, here's hoping you get it all done in 2020 or you're going to have 2 years of annoying taxes.
Because we're not going to do joint, obviously, this year because we got married in the middle of the year. So we're going to do separate taxes. What is my problem with the talking today? taxes this year. And then next year we'll do joint. So, it's an interesting thing. And especially like Steve was starting a new job. And so figuring out whose benefits are we going to use, or maybe we're just not going to use anybody's benefits. So that's where we were like, whatever, we'll just keep everything separate for now and figure it out later. But, being an adult is hard.
Seriously. totally overrated. I would never have wanted to grow up so fast if my parents had been clearer about how terrible it is.
I know, right? I mean, the being married part is awesome. To be fair, I'm very excited about having married Steve.
Sure. I'm sure that part is probably lovely.
That part is excellent. It's just all of the logistics that go in and around it and the legalities and all that stuff that is a little tedious.
So why don't we actually like pivot into you got married. Let's describe the day. How did it go?
Oh, let's do that. Not just, you know, all the legal crap that goes into it.
All the shit about being married.
No, marriage is beautiful. The whole 2 weeks that I've been married has been awesome.
Give it time.
What was that?
I said, give it time. That'll change.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's how marriage works. planning a wedding in a pandemic is not for the faint of heart. It is dramatic and kind of awful until it actually happens and then it's beautiful. So I don't know if for anyone who doesn't know the backstory of this wedding, it was dramatic. So we were supposed to get married in June. We postponed then to October 3rd. Hopefully doing the exact same thing, you know, with a bigger wedding and DJ and all that jazz. And then when it became brutally apparent that October 3rd, we were not going to even be close to a solution with coronavirus or have it remotely contained because politics. So, which I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about because that's an episode in and of itself. So we decided that we would just pare it down in October and we would just have our wedding party and just our family. And then that lasted for a couple of days until we were like, oh, schools are reopening in August. And at that point in time, Steve was going back face-to-face with students. My sister was going back face-to-face with students. A couple of other people who would have been at the wedding, even just in that pared down version, seeing students. And we were like, oh, we can't do that because then none of our like older family members can come. And we're like, and do we want a wedding in which you can't hug anybody, everyone has to be 6 feet apart, and babies are in surgical masks? That just doesn't sound joyous. So we decided, let's move it up before the school year starts, and let's move it to a cooler date, because 8-8-2020 is a pretty awesome date and easy to remember. And we're dorks. So also 8-8-2020, if you add up the digits, adds Stop up to it. 20. I know, it's real dorky. But it also happened to be 2 days before Steve went back to work and had either face-to-face, well, definitely face-to-face training and then potentially students the next week. But it turns out they went virtual. He still had face-to-face training. So we got it in there right before we got a weird addition, you know, exposure addition to the coronavirus life that we all live now. So basically made that decision 3 weeks before we had the wedding. So it was busy. It was a very busy time, but we got it planned and it was beautiful. Just our immediate family, my parents, my siblings and their spouses and my niece all came, and then Steve's mom and one of his brothers came. So his other two brothers could not make it. One's in Hawaii, also had coronavirus at the time, luckily has recovered. So, but he wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. Hawaii is kind of far away and that's an expensive ticket, especially 3 weeks before a wedding. And then,
definitely.
And his other brother couldn't get off of work. So, but it was lovely and we had a great time. So it was very small. My pastor was able to marry us in person, which was great. And then we had a photographer there and that was it. And we were able to work out the technology to get it all on Zoom. And so I know like 70, somewhere between 70 and 100, I'm not quite sure, people were able to zoom in and watch. And actually it was really, this is super unique and different and not like anybody else's wedding, which I sort of like that part of it. You know, I don't love that all my friends weren't there and stuff, but it turned out to be absolutely gorgeous. It was awesome to hang out with my family. We got to do a little reception afterwards. We did a catered dinner and bar and stuff. And then also, you know, my friends are awesome and organized a car parade. So we got to stand outside and a bunch of people drove by in cars and had signs and blasting music. And that was fantastic. We absolutely loved that so much. It was so great. And, you know, we got some videos sent to us and, you know, it's just had a little bachelorette party the night before, kind of a small virtual thing real quick. And Steve had a roast that his friends did for him. And also he drank a lot of Jameson. And yeah, so, and our pictures came back, which I need to send to you, Chris. They are gorgeous.
Yeah, I need
They're
to see
so,
these.
So nice. And so it turned out to be different than what I was expecting, but absolutely beautiful. And we are over 2 weeks out, and so, and no one has gotten coronavirus. So that was my one thing where I was like, if anybody gets sick from this wedding, I'm going to feel guilty for the rest of my life. But nobody did. Good. So
good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it was lovely. We really had a great time, and we have been getting so many presents ever since, especially it's coronavirus, man. People feel bad for us, and it shows in how nice they're being to us.
Well, we didn't have to buy plane tickets or, you know, put on a suit or do anything like that. So all of those funds can go into your present.
Well, and I also think it's hilarious. Oh my God, the pictures that people have sent me of the day, because I posted on our website, I was like, formal on top and pajamas on bottom. So I've gotten some hilarious pictures from people where they're wearing like tuxedo on top and PJs on bottom. It's awesome.
Nice. Nice.
And my aunt and uncle had like a whole table set up with name tags, and they had cake and they were all dressed up nice and had champagne. It was awesome.
I would tell you, just as a joke, I was I was here in my apartment watching from here, and I was trying to figure out how to use Photoshop to take a picture of myself with a button down and tie, and then just like nude from the waist down but pixelated so you couldn't see anything. And it got so complicated and so ridiculous that I decided not to do it. But I was going to send you a Winnie the Pooh outfit for your wedding.
Oh my God, that would have been so funny. I would have died. Oh my God.
It was more that's that so I good. Didn't want you to have that picture. I wanted credit for trying without actually having that picture floating around the internet outside of my control.
Well, that's fair. I would have 100% posted that to Facebook. That's not true. I would not have done that.
But you would have texted it to somebody that I know, and I would not have allowed that to happen.
Oh, that's 100% true. That is absolutely true. Yeah. Oh man, that would have been so funny.
So good. Yeah, I was glad it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. We really had a blast. And you know, where I'm a little sad we haven't gotten to go on any kind of a honeymoon or anything like that, but we're going to do a little mini moon Labor Day weekend. We're going to go on a little trip to outside of Ocean City, probably do like Assateague and just hang out, be away from our apartment, yeah. Which we haven't been away from in a while.
164 so, days.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it was really, really good. And oh my God, we got a robo vacuum, and it is my favorite thing on planet Earth right now.
Okay, so we got to talk about this because I have been telling you the joys of having an iRobot for a very long time, and or Roomba, sorry, for a very long time, and you've been making fun of me. So, ha ha.
I have not been making fun of you. That is not true. I have maybe made fun of your passion for it, but I definitely, but I understand now. And so we got a Eufy one that mops and maps and vacuums. So the cats are, have differing opinions on this thing. Skinny has decided she will just sit in its way until it runs into her. And then she wants nothing to do with it really. Although she did bat at it a couple times. Chico, however, it has like those like brushes that kind of come out to like sweep things. Chico has decided that's a cat toy, and he attacks the brushes whenever it comes past. I'm a little afraid he's going to break the thing.
To both of them.
Yeah. So we can't really run it when we're not home because I'm a little afraid either it will pin a cat into a corner and somehow immobilize it, or my cat, it more likely is going to break it, or Skinny's going to like poop on the floor and then that thing's going to suck it up. And I do not want that to happen because that sounds messy to clean up.
There are, I will tell you that right there, what you just described is the number one reason I was so against getting one for so long is that, you know, pets have, especially cats have sensitive stomachs. So there's like cat yak. That's a regular thing when you just live with cats.
Right.
And every now and then you're just like, crap, where'd that come from? And I was just always convinced. I'd read too many stories online of like a Roomba running over a pile of pet, you know, vomit or pet poop. And it just became like poop-mageddon all over the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading it everywhere. And I'm grateful to say I don't think that has never happened to me as of yet. But now that I've experienced life with a Roomba, the risk is worth it.
Oh, my God. Seriously, though, because it just like we've only even run it like 4 times. And just the fact that it will mop my kitchen is amazing, because that kitchen gets so gross about 10 minutes after we clean it. So the fact that I can have it mop it every single day is amazing. And that it can vacuum my bathroom. We are hairy people and it is a great thing. And also there's cat litter all over the place all the time. So it can suck that right up. Oh man, is it great. My apartment has never been so clean. Although it's funny because the map does not show our office that I'm currently sitting in, because it can't get in here. There is so much crap in this office right now. Because there's like wedding stuff everywhere and bikes. And it's been like a dumping ground for all of our stuff. We had it nice and clean when everyone was coming for the wedding. And then gifts and wedding stuff. And it just exploded everywhere. And I couldn't handle it in the living room. So we've just been like dumping it in the office so that I don't go insane when I go into the in and out of the living room. But man, that has been the most amazing thing. And then we got like, oh, the KitchenAid that you gave me, right, is now the most useful thing that I've ever had in my life, because I have all the attachments for it now. Oh. Because we got them. So we've got a meat grinder. We have the ice cream maker, the pasta maker, the spiralizer and peeler, which let me tell you is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I don't know how it does that, but it's amazing. I made, what did I make? Oh, apple crisp. And it peeled and sliced those apples so fast. Usually, man, you gotta peel those things by hand. Oh, so beautiful. I was just so happy.
I have the ice cream maker, and I have the pasta maker. And I've never actually used the pasta maker.
But we're going to use it this week, I think. Well,
you'll have to actually teach me how to use it, because I've always been afraid of like flattening one of my fingers or something.
Yeah, this one looks pretty simple. Well, we'll see. There's a couple of them. This one is just like a pasta press kind of thing. So it makes like the spiral ones. Okay. So this one's a little easier than the other one that you're talking about.
Yeah. I have the roll one, and it's just like, I aspire to be Jamie Oliver, but every now and then I'm just like, I would hurt myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Naomi and Adrian bought it for us. And I like that their note was, now you can make all the noodles for Lucas and Audrey. Cause that's like all that they ever want are noodles.
That sounds exactly like Naomi and Adrian.
Uh-huh. Yep. So that's the only attachment we haven't used yet. So we are excited to do that. Well, we kind of want to do like a KitchenAid challenge for ourselves and have every single thing that we eat that night be made in the KitchenAid.
See, that sounds good, but that means you have to do everything one at a time. So it makes dinner take
well,
to make.
That's true. Or we need to do it over multiple days or something, because I don't want to have to clean that thing over and over and over again.
That's true.
But we made ice cream for the first time the other day, and it turned out to be really, really good. So that's exciting. So we'll keep doing that.
I've not yet had success with ice cream, but I've found it to be really, really good for sorbet.
Yeah. So we did a French vanilla ice cream with strawberries in it, and it was great, except that Steve is lactose intolerant. So we were using lactate whole milk instead of half and half. And it's, you know how when you and I probably both know this quite well, you know how when you get the diet ice creams, they're like very icy because they don't have as much fat in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turned out a little bit like that. It has a good flavor. It's just like icier rather than creamy. So I think we'll have to keep playing with that. But yeah, we'll probably do a sorbet next, because sorbets work pretty well, or a sherbet or something. So
nice. Well, yeah. I'm glad it worked out well. I'm glad you got lots of good swag.
Yeah. Oh, and we got some new knives. I could lose a finger, but at least it'll be a clean cut and they'll be able to reattach it. So it'll be great. Because my other ones were real dull.
I hated your knives. They were so annoying.
Oh, man. I know. They're still sitting on my counter, but they're the worst. Oh, man. These are nice. You are going to love these knives.
This is such an adulting conversation. It's not even funny. It's like, oh, my name is Chris, and I have strong opinions about my best friend's knives.
I know, we're such dorks. I mean, I tell you, I never thought I'd be so passionate about kitchen things, but man, am I passionate about them.
You know, especially these days where I'm actually using my kitchen every day, and somehow, like, so this is an aside. I don't understand how I'm using this many dishes every goddamn day.
No, I swear, I'm running my dishwasher so much.
Before COVID, I would run my dishwasher probably once every other day. The dishes would stack up a little bit while the dishwasher was running because inevitably, as soon as I start the dishwasher, I discover seven more dishes that need to go in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, mm-hmm. it was just like a normal kind of regularized pace. Now I load the dishwasher, I run it at breakfast, and by lunch, the sink is full. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
I know, it's because you're eating every meal at home. You used to make that mess elsewhere.
I literally, at the store yesterday, saw some paper plates, and I was like, oh, we're doing that, because I just couldn't take it anymore. So we've now instituted a rule that breakfast and lunch are on paper plates so that Chris doesn't lose his mind.
Nice.
No, I'm with
you. It's ridiculous.
Opinions about the kitchen these days.
Oh, man, I know. And I can't handle a dirty kitchen. So I'm like, I swear I'm constantly in there cleaning up that kitchen. But now there's a robo vacuum that'll do the vacuuming and the mopping in there for me. So that is exciting.
It's the best thing in the world. I love it.
It really is. I highly suggest a wedding just for the gifts.
There you go. There you go.
Also the marriage. That's probably good, too. But...
I mean, solid second place.
Yeah, solid second. Gifts number one, though.
Well, so you're going to be doing your honeymoon or your 1 year like party celebration, right?
Yes. We don't know what it's going to look like yet. It may be more of like, hey, we got married and all these other things. And also Sarah's turning 40 and also, it may just be all the things. It may also just be a, oh my God, we're not in quarantine anymore party.
Well, that'll ramp up the level of gift expectation. There you go.
There you go. Be like, I'm sorry, this party is for 16 different things. Thank you.
Well, now that you're through your wedding, our aspiration, dear listener, is that we do these a little more regularly now. So we, as you can imagine, there are things happening in our world heating up, and we're going to start talking about them a little bit more. So stay tuned. We will gather again here shortly. But in the meantime, if you have fun pictures from Sarah's wedding you'd like to share, where should you share them, Sarah?
I don't even remember anymore. At Wine with Friends on Facebook and at... what is our
Friends Pod?
Wine Friends Pod, that's what it is. Ooh, I need wow. I have neglected my podcasting duties.
Yes, you have. That was my point. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to catch up. Congratulations on your wedding, Sarah. Thank you for teaching
Thank
me
you.
How to say your new last name.
We'll just keep practicing. I have to keep practicing.
It's going to take a solid 7 or 8 or more.
I understand. It took me, I don't even like to say it. Steve makes fun of me sometimes. He'll be like, you have to say your last name. You have to say it.
You're still a grown woman. He doesn't get to make you.
That's true. That's fair. Except that I probably should, you know, practice saying it. Details, right?